And now, everyone's favorite autodidactic iconoclast, Drew Marshall.
Searching for an open mind, but I keep coming back to you. And this story that my heart is tied to, you know, the one that stars just us two. And what do I do? Yes, what can I do with you? All the time I've had to wait to see what God puts on my plate. Many the times it's been you, and what do I do? Yes, what can I do? Oh, what can I do with you?
Folks, it's time for Live in the Drew Marshall Show, my favorite segment of the show, because music has always spoken to my soul over the years, a little louder than preachers. It permeates a little more, I think, at least into the soul. I'm starting to sound like a Hallmark card here.
But a nice Hallmark card.
You are listening to some sweet, mellifluous tunes. Love using that word. Joanna Chapman Smith singing in the background. That's who's performing this week. My pleasure to introduce this performer, because we had Lily Frost booked today on the show. And wow, it was just a couple of days ago that Lily said, "Hey, by the way, something's gone weird. I can't make it." And so yesterday, this is the first time I've ever booked a guest the day before the show in this segment. And I heard this girl's music, watched her perform online, and just said, "Oh, I've got to get her." And here she is today, Joanna Chapman Smith. So what is it about you that makes you stand out, do you think? It's the most awkward question for someone to answer themselves, especially if you're Canadian.
It's the perfect way to start. Start with an awkward question.
Yeah, because it's all uphill from there.
An awkward answer, and then we're... something that makes me stand out is my love of folk tales.
Really?
Really.
Like Celtic diddly-dee stuff or Robin Hood stuff? Or
well, every culture has folk tales. So, I mean, there's a long tradition of Celtic tales, although that's not my specialty. Silly for me to say I have a specialty. I feel like that's a ridiculous thing.
You have a specialty in folk tales?
Yeah, that's... but my favorite are wonder tales, which is a subset of folk tales that take you on these wondrous adventures that usually starts with either a princess or a prince or a king or a queen. If it doesn't start with them, it starts with someone who's poor who's going to end up to be
right.
prince or princess or king or queen. And there are a lot of transformations. You have someone who goes, you know, all these tales, they're metaphors for all the different things that we go through in life. So when someone's afraid, they turn into a bird and they fly away. Or when someone dies, they turn into a bird and fly away.
Wait, isn't that a scene from Forrest Gump? Yes. Hiding in the cornfields?
Make the bird and fly away.
Fly far away. Sorry. Yes?
Yeah.
You're in a room with two very ADD guys.
All right. So birds become frogs, become horses.
Love it. Perfect.
That's my favorite part.
Do you ever take that specialty of yours and use that to set up songs? Because I really admire, there's an American singer-songwriter named David Wilcox, uh-huh, who is a brilliant storyteller, and mm-hmm. He paints a picture mm-hmm. of the song before he hits the song. And by the time mm-hmm. he hits the song, you're already in the picture yourself.
Yeah. David France, he's a Canadian guy who does that really well, too.
Okay.
Tells a great story. Although he tells real-life stories that he's been through, and I tell some of those as well, because I like to pretend I'm interested. No, I like to believe I'm. Anyway.
You're a gypsy. You are a gypsy.
That's accurate.
True story.
true story. But I tell folk tales at my shows. And I find that most music audiences sort of wanted a story and didn't even know they wanted a story. You know, like everyone's there for
exactly.
a good story. Tonight at Hugh's Room, I'm going to be telling a Swahili story and a Brothers Grimm story.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it. Well, that's actually a nice segue for me to introduce your concert tonight and then let you take us into one of your songs as soon as possible. Joanna will be performing right after our show, pretty much, down at Hugh's Room tonight, which is, of course, January the 10th, 8:30 p.m. For tickets, I think you just need to show up. Go to Hugh's Room. You can go to their website, hughesroom.com, hughesroom.com. I spoke with Richard the other day, and he's thrilled to have you. You've done this before, have you not? Have you played a Hughes Room before?
Yeah, I think this is my annual show, and I think this is the fifth year I've done it.
Right.
Yeah.
Good for you.
It's the fifth year I've been crazy. I always decide, you know, for the Hughes Room show, I'm going to make it special. So I always, you know, get all these players on board and get all epic, and then it'll be a lot of
well
fun.
Well done. Well done. Will you take us into one of your songs, please?
Yes. Okay, Choose Your Own Adventure, Drew. Are you ready for an energetic number, or do you want something a little softer to begin?
Energetic. I want energy.
Energy.
We want energy.
Okay, well,
ADD.
we just talked about the bird transformation, so here's one. It's called Feather Down.
Beautiful.
One feather down and another on the ground, another spun around and another, and feather down and another on the ground and another spun around, another and another, and a feather down and another on the ground, another spun around, another and another, and feather down and another on the ground, another spun around, another and another, another. Whoa. What would you do if once you met a stranger? You thought you'd be loved, you'd be long. And so you went hunting, but only found the dangers. And only too late, you learned you were wrong. 'Cause when the devil's at your feet, you cry, you cry, and when the devil's got you beat, you fly, you fly, you fly. One feather down and another on the ground, another spun around, another and another, and feather down and another on the ground, another spun around, and another and another, another. Whoa. What would you say if those you loved could save you and struggle to bring you back home? But they'd have to suffer and through it all be brave too, with you in the sky safe but alone. 'Cause when the devil's at your feet, you cry, cry, you cry, and when the devil's got you beat, you fly, you fly, you fly. One feather down and another on the ground, another spun around, another and another, and feather down and another on the ground, another spun around, another and another, another. Whoa. Try to remember who you love as you fly for your life, as you soar above all the fears and the scars and the grief and the pain to survive. Spread your feathers all around.
until the day you come back down.
So well done. Yeah. Absolutely. Joanna Chapman Smith live on the Drew Marshall Show. Okay, that song had a ridiculous amount of elements. I mean, you're just... Okay, so I don't even know how to explain this. It obviously, to me, it had like a native thing going, Aboriginal thing.
Did it?
Yeah, for me it did. I don't know. I know everybody, you know, it's the whole thing with music, right? We all have this interpretational thing going on and stuff.
Well,
but
and
that,
one thing I believe about certainly living in Toronto... You experience, no, that's a stupid word. You are exposed
yes.
to so much music from all over. And if you're creative, of course you're going to soak it up. And I mean, the music I make, it's influenced by all sorts of styles.
So,
and genres.
Okay, but where did this song come from?
This one, while I was up in northern BC, it was a beautiful sunny day. And I was between two festivals going from one to another. Staying in some house, as usual, some house. And I was outside in a lawn chair, and I was thinking how open the sky was because, you know, I grew up in Toronto. I lived in Vancouver for 10 years. I've always been in a city. There's always sort of this mess of wires everywhere in Vancouver because they've got the streetcars on them. You know, it always looked like the belly of a crocodile sort of spread across the sky.
Nice. I like that.
Thanks. But, you know, the sky was blue and it was open, and I just started playing that rhythm on the guitar. And then all of a sudden this folktale popped into my head where these six young boys are cursed and turned into swans by this evil stepmother. And it came into my head, and I actually only wrote the first little bit of the song, and then 2 years later I picked it up again and finished it.
Do you not, I mean, when I said, I don't know, maybe I did say the word tribal. Did I say tribal?
Tribal.
Do you not hear that? I mean, am I just imagining it? First of all, you're in northern BC.
It's rhythmic.
Right.
So I think that's, yeah.
Okay. Maybe it's just the feather thing I got hooked on.
I don't even know anymore.
I lived in Australia for 5 years, and I could, there's some fantastic Aboriginal players down there that just, they take the soil. It's like the wine from Spain tastes like the soil, which doesn't sound too appetizing when you mention it like that.
Delicious soil.
Anyway, these players that are Aboriginal players in Australia, when they play their stuff, it draws you into the land. And that song felt like that. Of all the travels you've done, you've been all over the place.
I have.
Right? Coolest place you've been.
Ooh. There are a lot of coolest places, but one of them that always comes back to me is this place called Piombino in Italy. And I played in a restaurant bar that had no walls, just a small place with a roof and wood floors and some, you know, poles holding up the roof. And we were on the edge of a cliff overlooking the Mediterranean Sea. We played during the evening, and it was warm as anything. And the sun was setting over the sea.
Shut up!
And the place is called Gattarossa, named for the cat that ran away the night that it was opened.
Come on!
But there are cats all over that area. And the reason they're there is because they love chasing after the little yellow butterflies that are also all over the place. So I'm playing music. The sun's setting. The sea breeze is in my hair. There are these yellow butterflies sort of like, you know, fly. It was just magic. I thought I was in some sort of fairy tale.
Yeah, or an acid trip. That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Speaking of dopamine.
Actually, I'm going to change what song I'm going to do based on all of our talk of dopamine
and other things. Trips and all sorts of
things. And water. And
yeah, yeah. All right, what are you going to do?
It's called A Glass of Right and Wrong.
I love it, folks. This is fun. I'm really enjoying this. Joanna Chapman-Smith, live on The Drew Marshall Show.
Thanks, Drew. I have a flair for folly and a talent for torment. What is fear if not my friend? These feelings get me through, and I don't know why, but I think of you. Well, I drank a glass of wine and I saw you looking oh so fine, but I didn't think we had the time, so I just kept on dreaming how I'd make you mine. I try to get it right, but it feels so right to get it wrong. Why get it right when it feels much better just to get along? Well, I visited my family, but not to stay. I filled up my glass and put it away, but there's a hole in the bottom I just can't make any better without first making it break. I try to get it right, but it feels so right to get it wrong. Why get it better just to get along. Well, water gets through anything, it just drips and drips and lets itself in. One day I will always win, but for now I'm not sure where to begin. I seek happy ends in wine and wisdom and all of my friends. I'll fill my glass again, but for now I just don't know when. I try to get it right, but it feels so right to get it wrong. Why get it right when it feels much better just to get along? Ooh. Ooh.
Beautiful. Joanna Chapman-Smith on the Drew Marshall Show. So a lot of people sing love songs, but you sing fun songs about love.
Oh, I like that. I'm going to use that, Drew Marshall.
Know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because, look, we've had a lot of people perform on the show, and and I'm a sucker for love songs. I mean, I may be 6'4", 250, and bald.
Oh, yeah.
But... I'm a love
junkie.
You're
so romantic.
No, I'm a love junkie.
I can tell. That
junkie.
Was the first... When I saw you, the first thing that went through my head is this guy...
He's a love junkie.
He's a love junkie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, I am. But I love the fun twist that you have on this. Do you come from a family that is eternally optimistic?
Oh, yeah. Nothing ever gets us down.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm joking.
Come on. Don't scare me like that. I didn't think you people existed.
No. I don't know. Yeah.
In other words, why are you like this?
Well, don't you ever find that what you are on the inside is different than what people tell you from the outside sometimes?
Absolutely.
It's called
faking it. I thought I was
it.
Like, fake it till you make it. I thought I was like the most depressive, whatever. And then someone told me, they're like, no, Joe, you are bubbly and ridiculous. And I was like, oh, that's good. That's useful information, I suppose.
So hold on. So you're compensating for your own self image? The way you look at you think you're a gloomy cloud?
Well, aren't I bringing everyone down right now?
No.
Don't you feel depressed?
Even the way you explain this is cheery.
Thanks, Dr. Phil.
Ridiculous. Hey, bald.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm having a breakthrough here today. Thank you.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Well, listen, again, let me just put this in one more time. Joanna's performing tonight at Hughes Room, 8:30 p.m. It is easily one of the best listening venues in the world. I finally got Tim to come out. We went into one of Ken Whiteley's gospel matinees.
Ken Whiteley. Okay, number one, Ken Whiteley.
Yeah.
Number two,
Ken Whiteley.
He's going to produce my next album.
Really?
Yeah.
Excellent.
I'm doing one based on folktale albums, so that folk tales. So that first song I sang is going to be on the next album. And number three, his gospel brunch. I suppose I shouldn't be promoting someone else's show, but I love him. Okay, his gospel brunch this month.
Yeah.
Has
Fred Penner. Fred stinking Penner.
But that's not the only huge one. There's another huge one. I can't remember.
Led Zeppelin.
You'll have to go and find out. No, it's on the website. Fred Penner's one of them.
George Kohler on bass.
Yeah, but that's not what I meant. Is it George Kohler on bass? I thought he had his son on bass now.
No. Well, George is on this show.
Ooh.
I know.
Cool.
I know.
Anyway, I'm sorry for everyone at home.
It should be about you.
But you should go online right now and find out who that is.
Well, Fred has been on our show, Fred Penner.
Yeah.
And people ask me all the time, hey, who was the one you got the most excited about? He was one of them. Because I spent 4 years at home with the kids.
Yeah.
And we watched Fred Penner all the time. Took my son to a Fred Penner concert. And so to finally meet the man was so cool. And to chat with him, he's just a nice guy. Just
I know
a
what
nice
you mean.
Guy.
I was at Salmon Arm Roots and Blues Festival.
In Salmon Arm, B.C.?
In Salmon Arm, B.C.
We have a listener, Jeff, from Salmon Arm,
B.C.
He's
Jeff.
Listening right now.
Whoa, Jeff. It's all about Salmon Arm.
Yeah.
So I was on stage. I was getting ready to perform. And I turned to my right. And there's Eric Naylor from Sharon, Lois, and Brim. And what I said was something along the lines of, oh, my God, it's you. And what he said was, hey, are you that little girl who was in front of the TV? And I was like, that was me. That was me.
That's funny. That's cute.
He was hilarious.
I love
Jane Sibbery.
Yes, Jane Sibbery. She's huge.
Mimi.
I think she's lost
beach,
a little bit of weight
Mimi
over the last
on the
beach. Yeah. No, Jane Sibbery and Fred Penner.
Stop. It's about you right now.
Okay.
It's
called the Winnipeg Connection. Awesome as Jane Sibbery and Fred Penner and Ken Whiteley.
That's folks, cool. Joanna Chapman Smith, believe it or not, is who we're chatting about.
Hmm.
Not Fred Penner, not Ken Whiteley.
All right, I'll talk about myself.
Not Ace Frehley. You don't even know who that is, do you? Hey, Joanna, you're too young. He's from Kiss. Joanna's website is joannacs.com, and Joanna is going to perform another song.
Yes, I am. And because we talked about me being so bubbly, I have to counter it with this song. It's very important. Very important. This is about the cruelest song I think I've ever written.
Really?
Yeah.
This might be our new theme song. Here we go, folks. Joanna Chapman Smith, again, live on The Drew Marshall Show.
This is called Lost. Lost in the forest. Where's the old man to tell you where to go? Where's the tree with the bird to lead the way if you are kind? Oh. Lost, where's your dream? Your darling dream, the one you used to know. Take her leave. It's not too late for you to go. Too late.
Killer stuff. You're so okay. So when people say unique, does that drive you nuts? It's kind of like when you know some cute girls get tired of being called cute their whole life. You've been called unique, I'm sure, maybe once before.
Yeah, unique, weird, odd.
Bubbly, really? I heard that.
Bubbly. Oh, yeah. Bubbly. Yeah. My favorite one was Sparky. I loved when someone called me Sparky. I thought that was great.
Wow.
You don't think so?
Wasn't the guy from
MASH? Made
you
think of a dog right away. That's
no,
right.
Sparky implies a shallowness. You're way deeper than Spark.
Oh, what? I didn't think that. Oh, maybe they
Flash?
Were insulting me. No, I thought Sparky was like bubbly with an edge. That's what I thought Sparky was.
We're analyzing adjectives or
we'll
something.
We'll
no, what are
out.
What are these?
Here's our word study on the Drew Marshall Show.
Word study. I really would like you to come back on our show.
Really would like to come back.
And can I just say, we try to get not the same person in the same year at all. I would like you to come back within this year.
2015. Yeah. Happy New Year.
Just kind of sucking up here. Well, I also feel bad, Drew, that we kind of ripped you off a little bit of time. So.
I'll throw a diva hissy fit later.
In a bubbly, sparkly kind of way.
That's right. You won't even know I'm doing it.
Joanna has toured extensively Canada, USA, Germany, Belgium, the Netherlands, France, England, Wales, Scotland, Denmark, Italy, and Australia. She has been nominated for the Colleen Peterson Songwriting Award and was the winner of the 9th Independent Music Award for Best Acoustic Song, for which the judges included songwriting legend Tom Waits. That's pretty cool.
That's very cool.
He's still great.
Yeah. Joanna has performed in music festivals worldwide, including a whole bunch of ones that I don't have time to mention. She has received international airplay in over 15 countries, including CBC, BBC, and NPR, three of my favorite stations, and has shared stages with the likes of Anne Brun, Devon Sproul.
Oh, Devon Sproul.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, so good.
I didn't say his name right. Sorry. Tom Paxton.
It's a woman. Sorry, I'll stop embarrassing.
It just goes on and on. Ken Whiteley, The Good Lovelies, Catherine McClellan. And performing tonight at Hughes Room at 8:30 p.m. Go to hughesroom.com to find out more details. And don't put the apostrophe in there, folks.
No.
That'll just wreck your search. Thank you.
Thanks for having me. I'm glad it worked out.
It's perfect.
It's making my day very fun. I would have been sitting at home primping all day.
Yeah, forget that.
It's not good for me.
Tim and I primp enough.
Yeah, and then, you put on one dress, you change your mind,
you
put on another dress.
I know.
You do that too, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I'm like Klinger from MASH. Again, you don't even know what I'm talking about. What are you, 14?
See, that's why I brought up Sparky when she mentioned her. That's another MASH reference.
Yeah. That is the end of our show. A special thank you to Corbin Burnson for joining us. That was a fantastic conversation with him. And we had some really tough stories today. John Sommerfeld, of course, only married a year and a half and then lost his wife to cancer. Lymphoma.
Yeah, cancer. Same thing.
And then, of course, Flor Edwards, who grew up in one of the world's most foremost cults, if you could say that. The Children of God, also known as the Family International. Quite a story from her. And to our special musical guest, who's still here in studio, so I especially need to be nice to her because that's the right thing to do.
Thank you, Drew.
Joanna Chapman Smith. Pleasure to have you.
Oh, pleasure to be. That doesn't sound right.
No. She's cheeky. Folks, we're back again next week. We're here each and every Saturday between 1 and 5 Eastern. Thanks for tuning in. And remember, if you don't sin, Jesus died for nothing. Bye-bye.
And I'm drinking like a bomb. I'm a liberal backslider, and it sure is a lot of fun. Well, I take a stand on justice. I take a stand.